Thank you very much once again, Mr. Chair, for giving my delegation an opportunity to speak. Again, we are encouraged by the range of substantive interventions, and we feel they are a healthy sign. Among the substance, though, we have also heard thoughts on approach once again. On substance, and we will come back with further language, but just to quickly recognize some of the very rich inputs by the delegation of Switzerland as well as by Chile. In my delegation's view, they both contain important pieces that can help us to move forward on key areas. However, this intervention of my delegation is not focused on the substance, but on the discussion or the slight discussion we had on sort of approach. So in that regard, my delegation also wishes to weigh in with a few points and the context in which we work. Number one, Mr. Chair, is that in our view, the work of this DGE is neither static in its nature, nor is it bound to simply a recollection of previous tools and prior elements that we have at our disposal. Those are tools and elements, and we have made use of them, and we may do so further if there is consensus to do so. For instance, our own guiding principles, the chapeau of them, has itself recognized that they are without prejudice to the results of future discussions. So it would be going against our own previous discussions if we were to try and give that impression. The second point is that, Mr. Chair, our mandate recognizes that we have to further develop, elaborate, and most importantly, to come up with recommendations. Recommendations, by their very nature, are forward-looking and not just backwards. So I think that's a key consideration we must look at. Third, and this is, again, we are in the seventh day of the GGE, and we have clearly heard a significant number of delegations and stakeholders express the desire to move forward with our work, and not just rhetorically. So I believe there has been a demonstration of substantive engagement towards that end, and that speaks well to our overall work in my delegation's view. Fourthly, as we have also noted in our discussions previously, including quite recently, I think we had a discussion a couple of days ago, certain tools in our hands are least common denominators of 3 years ago. We are not saying we should discard them. We may choose to employ them and continue employing them as and if we see they suit our needs. However, we have to see if they are responsive to the substantive points being raised in the room and the current discussions. And that is something to consider in our view while we take our work forward. And my last point, Mr. Chair, is regarding consensus. Without a doubt and without a question, we work by consensus. And many have stated consensus building is a process, and we fully agree. And in this area, where also many have stated that there are still a number of unknowns, and we have heard that across the GGE, the question my delegation would have is how could we then limit such a consensus building to some least common denominators from 3 years ago, which may have been overtaken by discussions in this very platform, including in this very session, and as well in the developments outside of this room. So our solutions, again, have to be responsive. At the end of the day, our mandate is to come up with solutions for the humanitarian and international security challenges posed by laws. And I believe that is the consensus we are all working towards. And to that end, my delegation remains committed. I thank you once again, Mr. Chair.